This recording, France 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. This takes the shape of a long, round arch, which with its face high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born many years ago, 55 years ago. Exactly, I was born in Metz, which is not a town in Alsace. My parents moved to Alsace when I was two. Because I was born in a place where French was the spoken language, my very first language was French. And in addition, my best friend was from Paris, so my playing language was French too. Even if I was listening every day to Alsatian, and I was able to understand, it was not my language, and I rarely expressed myself in language. And it's when in Alsatian, and when I met my husband, when I came into his family, where the spoken language was Alsatian, I really had to start to come back to Alsatian. But it was something familiar for me. And for instance, the structure is totally different in Alsatian or German from the French-speaking structure. So it was not so much a problem for me. After that, as my husband said, we traveled. We went to Canada for 2 years. Our son was born there. We came back then to France for 13 years, and after that, we started to travel again. 3 years in England, 4 years in Italy, where each time I had to catch up with the language, even if it's really not my cup of tea to speak another language. And so here I'm, Michel, my husband, is here for 6 years. I'm for 5 years. It was a great experience, but on the other hand, I'm very happy and very glad to go back to France. I can tell you about my experience the very first time I came to Montreal. I had a teaching position in Ottawa. And so I had to start at the beginning of September. Michel, he did his PhD only at the end of September. So I went to Canada on my own. It was my very first travel abroad. And when I arrived in Montreal, I realized that I missed the connection to Ottawa. So I went to the office of Air France and I tried to find another plane. I couldn't understand what this guy was telling me. And he felt really offended also, because he got nervous. He had a very strong accent. I never heard about it.